Sie wollen Zustimmung und Vertrauen für eine ÖVP-Alleinregierung.
The leader of Austria's opposition Social Democrats, Pamela Rendi-Wagner, sets out her case for the sacking of Chancellor Sebastian Kurz. You want support and trust for your party to govern alone, she says, and then accuses Kurz of failing to consult opposition parties after the collapse of his coalition with the far-right Freedom Party. Soon after, the Social Democrats, backed by the Freedom Party, passed a vote of no confidence and the Chancellor was forced to resign. These events are unprecedented in Austria's modern political history. The president, not the elected government, is now the most powerful person in the country. He will choose a caretaker cabinet, most likely of non-elected officials, to run the country until new elections in September. The trigger for all of this was a now notorious video in which the leader of the Freedom Party appears willing to trade lucrative government contracts for political favours and donations. The no-confidence vote is a move by opposition parties to deny Sebastian Kurz the so-called Chancellor bonus in the upcoming election campaign, that is, the boost in support which usually favours the incumbent leader. Political analyst and expert in government Dr. Melanie Sully says Kurz will use his sacking to rally voter support.
This is a deposed chancellor, and he's a chancellor waiting to get back. They're trying to sell it like he's the people's chancellor against a parliament that is no longer representing the people because they deposed him in their eyes.
And in recent European parliamentary elections, the People's Party actually increased its support, with the Social Democrats and the Freedom Party both suffering losses. For the far right, that's to be expected, given it was their scandal that brought the government down. But for the centre-left, more used to governing than opposing, it's not a good sign.
It's the same or similar strategic dilemma that the Labour Party has in the UK, losing its working-class core support or veering towards the middle ground. Also, that we saw in the United States where Trump just mopped up some of the old working class areas.
Austria's short-lived coalition government came to power on an anti-immigration platform in the wake of the European refugee crisis. That's unlikely to be a major issue in this campaign, so the centre-left is hoping to score points on social welfare and environmental concerns. But the big question concerns coalitions. With the scandal-tainted Freedom Party out of favour, the options will be limited. Kerry Skyring, DW, Vienna.